96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. If you or someone you know could use a little help with groceries, Feed My People Food Bank will hold a free pop-up food pantry in Spooner this week. The distribution is Wednesday from 10:30 until noon at the Church of Nazarene on Highway 253. No ID is required, and you can pick up food for more than one household. Feed My People says anyone in need is welcome. More information and additional food distribution sites are available on the Feed My People Food Bank website. Le Couturier will be hosting Family Extra Fun Day on Wednesday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the pavilion outside the Le Couturier Tribal Office. The event is free and will have dinner, games, activities, and prizes with registration from 4 to 5 p.m. Children must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. You can find more information on the Le Couturier Facebook page. Wildfire smoke can be tough on anyone, but an Aspirus pediatrician says children are often affected first because their lungs are still developing. Dr. Sarah Dennison says parents shouldn't rely on the air quality index alone when deciding whether kids should be outside.
The first thing I tell patients is, how do you feel? Like, how are you feeling right now? You are noticing the smoke, you smell it. How do you feel with that amount of smoke?
She says if a child is coughing, wheezing, short of breath, or just isn't feeling well, it's a good idea to stay indoors where the air is cleaner. If symptoms don't improve after getting out of the smoke, parents should contact a healthcare provider. Dennison says children with asthma or other lung conditions may be especially sensitive to smoky air. If kids need to be outside for an extended period, she recommends a properly fitted N95 mask. Keeping windows closed and using an air purifier can also help improve indoor air quality. Wisconsin drivers are paying more at the pump this week. According to GasBuddy, the average price of regular gasoline rose 12.2 cents over the past week to $3.78 a gallon. That's nearly 6 cents higher than a month ago and about 86 cents higher than this time last year. GasBuddy says the national average for gasoline has also risen 13 cents in the last week, reaching $3.95, and it's possible it could reach $4 a gallon within the next 48 hours. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, says the ongoing U.S.-Iran situation continues to weigh on energy markets, but the focus is shifting from crude oil to global refining capacity. He says the Strait of Hormuz remains closed, while continued Iranian attacks on Russian refineries are putting even more strain on fuel supplies. With crude oil approaching $85 a barrel, DeHaan says drivers in price cycling markets could see another jump in gas prices in the coming days and should be prepared for a rougher stretch ahead. The League of Women Voters of the North Woods is inviting the public to a free watch party for a 7th Congressional District candidate forum this week. The forum is scheduled for Tuesday, July 21st from 6:30 to 8 p.m. It will be held live at North Central Technical College in Wausau and live streamed to several locations across the district, including Nicolet College in Rhinelander, Northwood Technical College in Rice Lake and Ashland, the Calmer Community Center in Eagle River, and the Superior Public Library. According to the League, all 8 candidates who qualified for the August 11th primary ballot have been invited to participate, including Republicans Don Rayala, Michael Alfonso, Jesse Eben, Kevin Hermenning, and Nina Baum, along with Democrats Chris Armstrong, Fred Clark, and Ginger Murray. The event is free and open to the public. You can find more on the League of Women Voters of the North Woods website. For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding families to make safety a priority as more young riders head out on ATVs and UTVs this summer. State law requires ATV and UTV operators who are at least 12 years old and were born on or after January 1, 1988, to complete a DNR-approved safety course and carry proof of certification while riding. However, the DNR says the class is just one part of staying safe. Parents are encouraged to supervise young riders, make make sure they're operating age-appropriate machines and wear the right safety gear every time they ride. Lieutenant Jake Holzclaw with the DNR says young riders need the same kind of guidance and training parents would expect before letting someone drive a car. The DNR also reminds riders under 18 to wear a DOT-approved helmet. Along with that, eye protection is required if there's no windshield. Everyone in a UTV should wear a seatbelt, and riders under 16 should follow the manufacturer's age restrictions. Wildfire smoke can be tough on anyone, but an Aspyrus pediatrician says children are often affected first because their lungs are still developing. Dr. Sarah Dennison says parents shouldn't rely on the air quality index alone when deciding whether kids should be outside.
The first thing I tell patients is, how do you feel? Like, how are you feeling right now? You are noticing the smoke, you smell it. How do you feel with that amount of smoke?
She says if a child is coughing, wheezing, short of breath, or just isn't feeling well, it's a good idea to stay indoors where the air is cleaner. If symptoms don't improve after getting out of the smoke, parents should contact a healthcare provider. Dennison says children with asthma or other lung conditions may be especially sensitive to smoky air. If kids need to be outside for an extended period, she recommends a properly fitted N95 mask. Keeping windows closed and using an air purifier can also help improve indoor air quality. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. Authorities say a pilot is okay after their plane crashed yesterday flying to EAA. The single-propeller two-seat aircraft crashed in a marshy area along the south shore of the Fox River, west of Lake Puckaway in the town of Montello. The pilot was the only person on board heading to the Oshkosh fly-in from Colorado. A 13-year-old Amish girl is dead in Sauk County after authorities say a truck hauling a trailer crashed into her buggy. It happened last week in Ironton. Sauk County Sheriff's deputies say the Laval teen was pronounced dead at the scene. The 81-year-old driver of the truck appeared to be unharmed. The sheriff's office noted the buggy had lights and the girl was wearing a reflective vest at the time. The horse pulling the buggy was also not injured. After months of investigating, fire officials say we may never know exactly what caused a massive fire in Green Bay during a record-setting blizzard last March. The Green Bay Area Metro Fire Department released an update yesterday on the Green Bay Converting Fire. They say the historic blizzard that dumped more than 2 feet of snow on the warehouse collapsed the roof, which certainly contributed to the blaze. Due to the extensive damage caused by the roof collapse and subsequent fire, investigators were unable to identify the specific ignition source, so the cause of the fire cannot be determined. High winds that came with the second largest snowstorm in the city's history made battling the fire at the paper storage facility extremely difficult. It took emergency crews from nearly 20 agencies multiple days to get the fire completely under control. The Larson Road fire was the largest structure fire in Green Bay in nearly 30 years, destroying 320,000 square feet of company property. Gas prices are on the rise again after steadily dropping for about a month during diplomatic talks. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has the story.
Average gas prices rose 12.2 cents per gallon over the last week, the average in the state on Monday landing at $3.78. This is 5.8 cents higher than a month ago and over 68 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say the ongoing U.S.-Iran situation continues to weigh on markets, but soon the issue is going to be more about global refining capacity and less about crude oil. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed, and continued Ukrainian attacks on Russian refineries is causing more strain on an already strained supply picture. Crude oil approached $85 per barrel in Sunday night trading. For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
GasBuddy officials say price cycling markets are likely to see another jump in prices in the days ahead. Federal health officials are now saying the original source of a parasitic outbreak was a false positive. Civic Media's Melissa Kay explains.
The Food and Drug Administration is now saying Taylor Farms lettuce may not be the culprit behind the large outbreak of cyclospora infections across the country. The FDA had previously announced that Taylor Farms lettuce from Mexico was tainted with the cyclospora parasite. The agency issued an update late Sunday saying the test result was a false positive. Their investigation into the large watery diarrhea outbreak is continuing. However, Taylor Farms continues to recall its shredded iceberg lettuce and salad kits that contain iceberg. According to Food Safety News, the recall includes Taylor Farms iceberg lettuce products distributed from June 29th through July 16th, And while the recall includes the Market Side brand products sold at Walmart stores in 15 states, they're mostly southern and eastern states, and Wisconsin Walmarts are not currently part of that recall. For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
Federal health officials say thousands of people have been sickened by the parasite nationwide. Aviation takes center stage in Oshkosh this week with thousands of visitors arriving for EAA AirVenture. The governor has proclaimed it Aviation Week in Wisconsin as the event marks its 73rd year. Last year's show drew people from nearly 100 countries and generated hundreds of millions of dollars for local communities. This year, the focus includes aviation history and the growing role of women in the field. State transportation leaders say the event also highlights ongoing investments in airports across Wisconsin. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A home run for Coop. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers take on the Mets tonight. Brendan Sproat against the Mets lefty, Zach Thornton. The crew beat the Mets 8-3 last night thanks to home runs by Andrew Vaughn, Joey Ortiz, and rookie Cooper Pratt, who says he'll always remember he got it off of former teammate Freddy Peralta.
That's a cool one to get the first one off of for sure. I don't think I'll ever forget I hit my first one off of Ton. I was there last year in spring training, and he was a pitcher, and I was a position player. I mean, he was super nice.
So did a fan in the stands hold on to the baseball?
No, it's in my locker. I thought I went in the bullpen. I was like, sweet, we got the ball. And then Shocker came up to me, hey, Coop, I need you to sign a bat real quick.
College basketball, the Badgers' Nolan Winter in Madison at summer practice, back from surgery on his right ankle.
It's been good. My ankle feels good. Every day, every week, we're progressing more and more with rehab and what I'm able to do. But all in all, the offseason's been really good. I've been in good hands here, and my ankle's feeling good.
That's Wisconsin's Nolan Winter with sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny, cooler, and not as humid today. Our high right around 76 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, and even less humid with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.